Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, the last day of March. On to April and spring. And trust me, we got so much to do today. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it all. We're going to try our darndest to do it. Our first guest is a Republican candidate for governor. He served 23 years in the U.S. Air Force as a contingency war planner. A compelling personal story. Tom Heck joins us. And Tom, first of all, thanks for joining us. You're running for governor. Tell me what got you into this race.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, but before I respond, is you just had Trump on talking about government serving the people, and the best is yet to come. And that really is the start of it. I'm running for governor because career politicians have failed us for over 40 years. The system's corrupt and criminal, especially Clark County GOP run by Jesse Law. That's why I'm running. The people are tired of it.
Now, what is your beef with the Clark County Republican Party? I know that this is something that's been going on here for a while. Explain to people what the beef is.
Well, you know, the beef is that you know, candidates filed, and then the GOP came up with criteria. I call it double secret criteria, and prevented me from debating. I showed up at the Dragon Ridge Country Club. They invited me. I RSVP'd, and when I got there, they said I didn't meet the criteria. The sad thing about this whole thing is it's so corrupt that the GOP is fighting with each other. They're using donors' money to sue each other. And how can they fight for us when they're fighting amongst themselves and wasting Republican donor resources? You know, the example, within days of filing, as I mentioned, candidates were told they didn't meet the criteria to be considered candidates. And using primary money, and primary money is limited. Primary money, as we know, only comes from special interests, lobbyists, and the politically elite, who I guarantee you will expect something sometime in the future. Don't get me wrong. They are beholden.
Let me ask you, there are 16 candidates for governor on the Republican side. Did you give any consideration at all for moving to another race, an assembly race, a state senate race, something less crowded?
Well, that's exactly the issue. You know, I come through this whole effort, you know, I ran for U.S. Senate in 16 and 18, 2018, and the particular line is, well, it's not your turn. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so that's the problem. You know, there's nothing in the Nevada NRS that says I have to wait my turn. So, no, it's never been a consideration. I am a uniquely qualified candidate and the only really qualified candidate, while the others are one-trick pony. I'm the guy that will get her done.
Okay, do me this. Explain to my audience what happened to a bunch of GOP gubernatorial candidates just within days of filing as candidates for governor. What is it that happened to these candidates, I'm assuming to you?
Well, to me and Fred Simon and Barack, you know, they told us we couldn't participate. Only those with money had a place in the GOP, or only politically connected had a place in the GOP. Just like what happened in the DNC to Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020. It may not be criminal, but it surely is corrupt. Let me be clear. This is exactly what the American people are sick of, sick and tired of.
So what is there you can do? There are 16 candidates. Only five made the stage at the latest debate. What is there you can do? Are there legal remedies? Can you sue? What is it you can do to get on the stage?
Well, it's simple. It's simple, Kevin. We are going to take our argument, our story, directly to the Nevada voters. Beginning Monday for April, our campaign is leveraging technology to talk directly to these people, bypassing those who would want to stifle our message, especially the Nevada GOP, including Jesse Law, Mike McDonald, corrupting. They are serving themselves rather than serving the people. And their choice is not the Nevada voters' choice. and we're going direct to the voters because they're going to make a choice. They're tired of what's going on, and they're going to make things better. We want to hear directly from the voters. Their voices must be heard. If you want to talk to me directly, voters, Nevada voters have two ways. They can call me at 775-393-0500. I actually answer my phone, and I can't wait to hear from them. I want to hear what they have to say. Or they can drop in on the live streaming Monday at 7 and ask me questions directly. I know it's hard to write down a number, but the number's 775-393-0500. And if you can't remember that, it's electheck.com, and I'm looking forward to answering their questions, and I'm looking forward to letting them hear my story so they can decide who they want, not the GOP.
I'm guessing you have already talked to a lot of people all across our state, all 17 counties, and I'm curious what you are hearing. What are the issues that matter to them?
Well, it's pretty simple. Safety and security is what is most important to them, and they know that if they don't have secure communities, they can't go about their daily lives living, working, and playing and sending their children to school. So that's first and foremost in their mind. The second and most important, once they have security, is education. We are, I told the other day, I actually missed the vote. We are actually 51st in the nation behind Puerto Rico in education. 19% of our students are proficient in science. 28 are proficient in math. And only 13% are college ready. Do you know that Nevada pays the same amount per student as Florida? Florida is number three in the nation. They have a larger tax base with 20 million people. And being third in the nation, they know how to teach their children. In Nevada, we have provided 40% more money over the last 8 years. 40% more money, and we have still been last in the nation. It's not a money problem. It's an accountability problem. And then third is getting and providing and creating an environment for jobs. Any candidate tells you that it's about creating jobs, there's no candidate, I don't care what office, is going to create jobs. You create an environment. What does that mean? It means lower taxes and cutting regulations. I'm going to cut three regulations for everyone. I promised on my website, if people go to electheck.com, they'll see that one of my biggest issues is cutting Nevada's budget by 10%. Why? Because there's so much fraud, waste, and abuse in our government. That's how you ferret out programs that aren't working and aren't serving the people.
This exercise, 16 candidates, multiple debates, fundraising, millions, tens of millions of dollars probably by the time we are done, it's all about unseating Steve Sisolak. Tell me what Sisolak has done wrong and why he needs to be turned out.
Well, my experience over the years with organizations, people come into them and have no idea how to run them. He has no idea what leadership is. He was only a commissioner, another one-trick pony. He instituted mass mandates. He followed California's lead on doing everything, instituting mass mandates, shutting down our economy, shutting down our jobs, shutting down our churches, shutting down our schools. But he just copied the governor of California. He doesn't have a creative thought in his head or original thought in his head. He has failed us every step of the way. And, I've run probably 20 or 30 organizations. You can't run an organization that's in Carson City from Las Vegas. He spends all his time in Las Vegas. And he has not changed things one iota. We start hearing all of a sudden he's come up with all these new things he's going to do that he should have done over the last 4 years. So he's just a one-trick pony, and it's time for him to go and retire.
Tell me what the path to victory is going to be. Club for Growth did a poll, and it doesn't look good for many of the 16 that are there. How do you change the polling? Does it matter to you what the polls say?
I would have to tell you, I have not seen a credible poll yet. And basically, what I don't think most candidates get it, but what's a truism is voters don't start to pay attention until about 4 to 6 weeks out. We are starting our message in spades in the next week or so. all that stuff between what's in that period of time up to the six-week period, prior to that, that's all the influencers, that's all the money people. And basically, the only people really given money in the primary are the politically elite and PACs. And the primary people start to give money as they get closer to the 4 to 6 week point. But my path to victory is going directly to the people. We're using the technology that will get directly to the people and bypass those who would stifle our message, our freedom of speech.
What is it you want from my listeners? Is it volunteers? Is it call bank operators? Is it money, yard signs? Tell me what it is you need that my audience can give you.
It's pretty simple. The first thing I would like them to do is go to my website. 4 out of people that go to my website, they go away saying I'm voting for Tom. The second thing I want to do, if every one of your listeners could send me $20, that will allow me to get more of my message out to the state of Nevada. But it's basically electheck.com. It tells who I am, and it tells them, most importantly, what I'm going to do for them. There's Nevada's Lucky 13, starting with the 10% budget cut, but they can find out everything about me. And if they don't, they can call me, 775-393-0500, and I actually answer my phone.
You make it so darn easy, Tom. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Safe travels along the way as you get to all 17 counties. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Electheck.com. Electheck.com. And thank you so much for your time, Kevin.
Thank you, Tom.
Electheck.com. And thank your audience.
There you go. Tom Heck, a Republican candidate for governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.